When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We played the Brian Daboll audio last hour, non-committal to Daniel Jones, the starting QB heading into the bye week. So they're going to evaluate the entire team before getting ready to host the aforementioned Bucks in week 12. Monday Night Football from SoFi Stadium saw the visiting Dolphins set the tone on their very first possession.
Tua under center, tight end in motion. There's the snap. It's the end around. Coming to Washington 20. Got a block 15. Numbers 10. Near side end 5. Pylon dive. Touchdown. Miami. Oh, what a statement. On the game opening drive, they go 70 yards.
That, of course, is Kevin.
Great point.
Yeah, courtesy of Westwood One Sports rookie Malik Washington with the 18-yard touchdown run to open the scoring. Tyreek Hill later caught a TD pass from Tua Tagovailoa, and the Miami defense held the Rams to 5 Josh Cardi field goals, eventually defeating LA 23-15. They improved to 3-6. All right, let's get
CeeLo, sorry. I made a mistake. At the beginning of this segment, I was supposed to tell everybody we are giving away Boomer and Geo live tickets next hour. And you have to listen this hour. So this is the way we've been doing it with Yankee tickets and now with Boomer and Geo live tickets. So Eddie's going to play a drop this hour. Do not call now. You call next hour when you hear the drop again in the 8 a.m. hour, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. You got to be caller number 7. So this is the drop you got to remember.
Hard stool.
Hard stool.
Hard stool.
Boomer saying hard stool.
Hard stool.
So when you hear hard stool next hour, that's when you call 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. You got to be calling number 70. You get Boomer and Geo live tickets Friday, November 22nd at the Paramount in Huntington. There's some tickets available, VIP tickets. Jose Iglesias will be performing, oh my God, in person with his dancers, and he's a part of the meet and greet. So go to WFAN.com/live to get some of the handful of remaining tickets that are there for you. And we'll have a winner next hour as well when you hear
hard stool.
Yeah, right. So there you go. CeeLo.
Now, I know you passed on this last time on the Jersey side, but now that you're back on the Long Island side, is there a Schwartz element to this?
We tried. He declined.
You tried.
He declined.
He declined.
Yeah. Yes.
Your offer wasn't high enough?
So I didn't handle the negotiations this time because last time I ended up having to pay lots of money to send his family to the outdoor game. So I was like, I don't want to be the negotiator here.
So who was?
Big Hurls back there. Yeah, Big Hurls handled it.
And he drew the line in the sand and...
Well, I guess. I actually have not talked to Ryan about what happened in that conversation. I just know that Schwartz declined. So the original plan was to have Big Zoo play this part that we're talking about. And Big Zoo declined because it's the opening night of the Wicked movie and he's taking his girlfriend to it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I thought it was originally the Broadway show.
It's
the movie that he's taking her to. Yeah. A movie.
It's a big deal.
Hopefully it's a good time.
My wife's going with a friend or else I'd be taking her too.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah. Okay, interesting choice by Zoo.
Let's go, baby!
And then we had Ryan go to Schwartz and then Schwartz declined. So playing that role now...
I have a guess. Marash.
No, he has a different...
Oh, different role. Okay.
He has a different role.
All right.
Zach Gelb will be playing that role now.
All right.
So he'll do anything for WFAN. That's the way I'm going to present it. Like he wants to get...
He loves this place.
He wants to get here so bad. Like all of us wanted to, that he'll do anything. So now he's going to be doing anything.
And you don't have to pay for it like you would with Schwartz.
Right. He's just going to be happy to be a part of the family and just happy to be there.
Family.
Yes, so he gets it. Some people do, some people don't.
Understood. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Micah Parsons stuff. You guys, I know, played his post-game comments from yesterday on Mike McCarthy and Zach Martin, so on and so forth. So took a lot of heat for that yesterday, including from Rex Ryan, who lit into Parsons on ESPN.
If you would work half as freaking hard
as a damn coach does, maybe you'd be able to play every damn game. Maybe your team wouldn't just be a bunch of punks and lay it down every damn week like you're doing. How about being a damn football team? You're going to sell your damn coach out? It's a crock of you know what.
He did curse, actually.
He did.
Oh, really?
And yeah, Greenberg was like, I'm actually okay with you using that word.
BS.
Yeah, he exactly. Did. Yes.
The only thing of man, whatever, down. Sound like all he was right. Talking to his son, like in high school. Like, you know, maybe if you did your homework, you wouldn't be getting F's and you could go to a damn college and I wouldn't have to be out of. Like, that's what he was. He sounds like.
Rich feels forced on TV sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's trying to be like. It sounds like a producer is telling them, like, say, like, talk to him like you would if you were, like, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, trying to fire up a team or whatever. Like, that's what we need to hear from
him. Yeah. Well, you had that from Rex. Damian Woody got in on as well. So, naturally, Parsons then goes on his podcast, and he kind of, I thought, played the role of victim a little bit. I don't know, Jared, if you think that's fair or unfair. Specifically in regards to Woody, who we did not hear from, calling him out for, you know, running his mouth after he's just come back from injury.
I've never missed a game in my career, not college, not high school. To say that I'm just missing games because of injury, like it's just some injury after I suffered a significant injury playing the game that we love. Someone who's been around teams and legends at that can say, like, that's how I know we all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do.
And then as for Rex, he basically says he doesn't have any credibility because he's just after a coaching job in Dallas.
For a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room.
Yeah. Right. Does he know the name of his defensive
Who's
coordinator?
Been in the league forever? Of course, that'd be Mike Zimmer.
Wow.
Zimmerman.
That's pretty bad.
Does... If Eddie, if I say Zimmerman, does a story pop into your mind?
Well, the old football writer, S.I.,
no.
Goes...
Dr. Z?
No. Mm-hmm. What about you?
No.
You guys don't know the Ack story with Regis? So, Rich Ackerman, who's been an anchor around here forever, lovely guy, became friends with Regis Philbin back in the day at a gym.
Yeah.
They talked all the time, except when, I guess he called him Zimmerman once, instead of Ackerman.
Oh.
And so, yeah, like Rich said, I was crushed. But, you know, they talked about it. It was funny. And then you move on.
Yeah. Do you remember?
In this case, he's his coach.
Right. Really bad.
You got to know
again,
his name.
A guy who not only is his coach, been in the league forever, head coach, well known.
He was coaching the Cowboys when Parsons wasn't alive.
Do you remember that Regis Philbin trying to find Ackerman a date thing?
Went on the show.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Crazy. The entire...
Regis loved him.
No, I know, but it was just incredible that they used all of their resources to set him up on a date. Like a national TV show, and they still didn't work.
What's stranger, the Regis-Ackerman dynamic or Summers and Seinfeld?
Regis and Ackerman. 100% Regis
I agree.
And Ackerman.
Yeah. Yeah, I get. I mean, I don't know. Rich is a sweet guy, though. He is. Like, I could see him. But, like, that doesn't surprise me.
It's just amazing. Like, yeah, he'd have met in a gym, and Summers met Seinfeld at a, you know.
Hold on, but Steve Summers is a very unique character.
That's true.
Like, it's the way, you know, the way he did the show. He was a host. He's just one of a kind. You know, I love Rich, but like you could find 50 Rich Ackermans when you stumble outside, right? I mean, it's just like he's a guy going about his business and handles his stuff, and he's a nice guy. He's whatever.
Yeah, I
get it.
But
you run into Summers, you're like, what is this an alien? You run into Ackerman, you're like, this is a guy.
Yeah, right? No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, Rich is a normal guy. Steve Summers was a character and one that Seinfeld, who, as he said, listened to from time to time.
That is different.
Good point.
Meet randomly.
What's going on there, Chief? I actually saw Ack the other day. It was great. We touched elbows.
Yeah. What's going on? What do you think?
Walking up to Reese, where you got the 50-pound dumbbells there.
Rich Ackerman.
You hit the treadmill there.
Indeed, that's exactly how it sounded. Oh,
everybody you know, Rich Ackerman.
Yes.
He was on Regis.
I know. It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
I love Ack. And by the way, he's doing great. He had like a major neck surgery. He's doing awesome.
Which kept him out for a little while.
Yeah, I know. So he's it was good to see him.
Last year.
Last summer, right?
Yeah, it was more recent that I missed. I was like,
No, but it was a long rehab for him.
Yes.
So he's looking great and feeling great. So
absolutely. Quickly, the Nets did beat the Pelicans in New Orleans 107-105. How about that Noah Clowney, Jerry? Big game from him last night.
I don't know why that's funny.
No. It's for me. Like, it's not that it's funny directed towards you, but I'm circling back because you brought it up last hour. And I was like, what about him? And he hit five threes.
If you saw any of the game, which you did not, you would know that he hit a lot of big shots.
Now, how did has you manage really to well. See this game when you're calling Rutgers?
I listened to the fourth quarter on my way home from Rutgers, and then I got home, I saw the last two
checked
minutes.
Checked it out. Very good. Yeah. So they had a bunch of guys in double figures. They win. They got the Celtics tomorrow, and then they'll play the Knicks Friday and Sunday. Knicks Sixers tonight. All the hockey locals in action as well, and I know I brought it up last hour. For those that don't follow hockey, you do have the 14-1 Winnipeg Jets at the Garden tonight against the Rangers.
All right, thanks, CeeLo. It's Boomer and Geo.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.